Hey guys, it's your girl Ro, and I'm back again with another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown, where we talk about being you, being the real you. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it's been a long week. Feeling like you don't want to speak. Yeah. Know it's time you're feeling lonely. Oh.
What's been going on, baby girl? Welcome back to another episode of Sis Fix Your Crown. Girl, hey, how are you doing, baby girl? Before we go ahead and get today's episode started, sis, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for rocking with your girl. Your girl is officially on Pandora Podcast. And all I can say is thank you for the continuous support. Thank you for sharing my podcast. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you so much. And guess what, sis? If you haven't already, go ahead and stop this episode. I know, stop. Stop it and leave a review. Give me a 5-star, 4-star, however you feel. Leave a comment. Let us know how you are liking Sis Fix Your Crown. And you got to go ahead and share with another queen or king and let us know how by me sharing my story has made an impact into your life. I love reading the reviews, and you guys just don't know all the kind words has literally been blowing my mind. So I just want to say thank you so much for rocking with your girl. I never thought that my life mattered and my voice mattered. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but y'all, let me just go ahead and just say thank you so much. And you guys know your girl is a certified personal trainer. It's you know, we've been working about with the mental health, the emotional health, spiritual health. But sis, you guys know we might as well go ahead and tackle the physical health as well. So listen, if you are in the DMV area, I'm having live in-person classes starting July 15th. Meet me at FedEx Field at 6:15 every Tuesday and Thursday. Yes, I know, girl. We go get it and let's go ahead and transform these bodies. All right, sis. So that's every Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any questions, check me out on Instagram. You know my Instagram at Ramika J, or simply send me an email. All right, sis. But let's go ahead and get today's episode popping and started. As I was saying earlier, I always thought that my voice didn't matter. I didn't think that. God, let me tell y'all how the enemy be playing tricks on the mind. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. But y'all ready to go ahead and get this episode popping? Okay. All right, sis, here we go. So sis, that's what we're going to talk about today's episode, that sis, you are important, your life matters, and I don't care what has been spoken over you. I don't care what or who has said something to you. I want you to know that you are alive for a reason, and God has a purpose, and he has a plan for you. And you can say, how do I know? Because that's a promise, and you can find that in the Bible. Seriously, so you can find that in the Bible. But sis, I want you to know that you are making an impact right where you are right now. What a impact? Yes, sis, you are making an impact. Somebody somewhere right now is looking up to you. You might not understand it. You might not know who or what that person is, but you best believe that someone is watching you. You best believe that someone is looking up to your story. So therefore, sis, you are alive for a reason. No matter what you are experiencing right now, that God has a purpose, God has a plan just for you. He even told us that before he formed you in your mother's, so before you were even a thought, that God had every single day laid out in your life. Do you know what that means? Before your parents even got together to have sex, girl, God already knew the plans that he had for your life. He has every day mapped out already just for you. So that right there to let you know that you are alive for a reason. There are people that is cheering for you, people that you don't even know on social media, sis. Let's be honest, sis. Let me tell you something. there are so many people that are rooting for me that I haven't even, that I don't even know that are rooting for me, that are in my corner. I'm not saying that I don't have people that I know that are in my corner, but sis, there are people who support me and have my back, and it's just so amazing how God will orchestrate people to be around you, and you won't even know that they are supporting you and they are rooting for you. So sis, that you have people in your community, in your school, in your church, in your circle that are rooting for you. So you got a squad on your side, sis. So that right there, to let you know that your life is definitely important as well. And guess what? People are watching you. Yes, girl, people are watching you. You will be amazed at how many people, for me, for instance, you will be amazed how many people tell me on social media that girl, that post meant so much to me. Oh, girl, that girl, you doing it. Like, girl, I love your story. I love your page. And I'm like, what? You follow me? Dang, girl, you watch me? Like, it's just so amazing. So, sis, you are making an impact right where you are. And, sis, it's bigger than you. Yes, girl, it is bigger than you. The stuff that you are experiencing, the stuff that you've been through, it is bigger than you, sis. So you gotta keep going. This is like very important to me because there are many times in my life where I wanted to give up. Yes, sis, I wanted to give up. The enemy will force me into isolation. He forced me to think that my life didn't matter. He forced me to think that I wasn't called. He forced me to think that God didn't have a purpose for my life. He made me think that I wasn't worthy. He even tricked me to that. Like, it was to the point where I used to have negative thoughts of like harming myself, girl. Yes, like your girl wanted to go see Jesus a little bit early. But it was just like to the point where I just wanted to commit suicide, to be honest. I just thought that I didn't have a purpose in this life. I thought that God had forgotten all about me. I thought that my friends and my family didn't care about me for a period of time. But I allowed the enemy to force me into that dark space in my life. And sis, to be honest, that was nobody but the enemy whispering lies into my head to make me think that I wasn't qualified to do what God has called me to do. But guess what, sis? Like I told you earlier, that God has a purpose and God has a plan just for your life. So your voice matters, your life matters. You have people rooting for you that you don't even realize. And guess what, sis? It's bigger than you. It is bigger than me. Imagine if I would have listened to the devil a couple of years ago and took my life, sis. I wouldn't be on Pandora. I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have a nonprofit organization. I wouldn't be a teacher. I wouldn't be doing all this stuff. But guess what, sis? You are alive for a reason. Your voice matters. You have a calling. You have a purpose. God hasn't forgotten about you. And sis, just like Queen Esther, you are called for a time as this. You are alive for a season. You are alive for a reason. You are what happens if God has you alive just so you can have the next lift or the next song or the next insecure? You don't know. Don't abort the vision because life is getting hard. So many times we can see all these pop stars and these Beyoncés and Jasmine Sullivan. We can see all these superstars, but we don't know their story. We don't know their backlash. We don't know all that they went through. We don't know their trials. We don't know the tribulations. We just see them with 7 million figures in a bank account and think that it was an easy walk in the park. No, sis. Yes, you are going to have high days. Yes, you are going to have rough days. You are going to have days where you want to throw in a towel, you want to scream in your pillow. But guess what, sis? You got to keep going because it's bigger than you. Don't abort the vision because it's getting hard, sis. Remember, just like Queen Esther, you are alive for a season as this. You have other people who are waiting on your story that you are going to rescue. Yes, sis, you are going to rescue other people. Look at me, girl. I'm rescuing other queens because I encountered so much in my past. I encountered daddy issues. I encountered sex addiction. I encountered abortion. I encountered STDs. I encountered all this stuff. And guess what, sis? I'm able to use my story to go back and grab another queen to let her know that yes, it's okay that you've been through all these things, but you gotta fix your crown, sis, and you gotta keep moving. You gotta keep going because guess what? Your voice matters, your life matters, and you are called for a time just as this, that you are alive for a reason, that God hasn't forgot about you, that God calls you beautiful. And it's so amazing because when I was going through my times and when I was going through a season where I just felt so defeated, bed. Like, I just really wanted to stay in the bed all day. And I really wanted to hurt myself, sis. But that's when I had to renew my mind of the word. I had to, every time the enemy would trick me and say, no one loves you, no one is thinking about you, I had to combat it with the word of God. I had to remind myself that God knows my name, that God hasn't forgotten about me, that God calls me a friend, that God knows the plans that he has for me. So sis, every time you have a lie, the enemy, you turn around and you switch it over to a positive. The enemy will say, no one cares about you. Girl, God loves me. That God told me that he knows my name. So every time you have a trick, you go ahead and switch it over. Whatever you say you can't, remember that you can, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, sis. You can do all things through Christ. All right, sis. So I want you to know that God got you, that is bigger than you, that you are alive for a reason, that your voice matters, and you can't give up because it is getting hard, sis. All right, sis. Jesus didn't give up. Our ancestors didn't give up. You can't give up. Don't be the one to drop the mic because it is getting so hard, sis. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to just stay in the funk for 24 hours or 48 hours or however long you gotta do it. But you gotta keep going, sis. I want you to know that every day it is getting better, and so are you. I love you, queen. I'm rooting for you. But sis, until we chat again, remember, it's okay to cry your eyes out, wipe your tears, but you gotta put your mascara back on, brush them eyebrows, add your lashes, but most importantly, sis, fix your crown if nobody tells you to. Now, sis, you know how we go ahead and close out of this thing. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this time of fellowship between my sister and I. God, I thank you for just being Jireh, for being her protector, for being Emmanuel. That God, we know that no matter where we go, that you are with us, that you're not mad at us, that you are our provider, you are our protector, you are our savior, you are our refuge, you are our shield and our protection. So God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you, Father God, for my sister who might be in a season of darkness, that she might feel as though you are not with her. God, thank you for just wrapping your angels around her to just know that you are with her. That every step that she takes, the God, that you promised her that before you formed her in her mama's womb, that you knew the plans that you have for her life, a plan of a good and a hope and not of a harm. And I thank you, Father God, for just being a promise keeper, for being a way maker. I thank you, God, for the supernatural. I thank you, Father God, for a season of miracles, a season of breakthroughs, a season of just unexpected blessings. I thank you, Father God, that everywhere we go, that we just have blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, because you are a promise keeper. You are a way maker. I thank you, God, for making a way, even when we don't even see a way. I thank you, Father God, for just being everything that you promised us that you would do. I thank you, Father God, that we command heaven to be here on earth. I thank you, Father God, for just giving us the plans that you have for our life, because God, you promised me that you know the plans that you have for my life and for my sister. So God, I just thank you for just doing this, seemingly the abundance of all that we could ever ask or think. And God, I even ask you for sweet and summer sleep, that as my sister cast her head and as she hit her head on the pillow tonight, I thank you, Father God, that she would just feel your God. Yes, I thank you, God, that we come against the attacks of suicide. God, we bind the spirit of depression. I thank you, God, that we bind the spirit of anxiety as well. I thank you, Father God, that you have no control over my sister. I thank God that he has no control over her mind, over her peace, over her joy. I thank you, Father God, that we command her body to align with the word of God. I thank you, God, in advance for just doing what you doing that thing that you said you would do. God, nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Sis, I love you. Sis, if you need prayer, if you need me to pray with you one-on-one, please send me an email. I love you. I'm covering you in prayer. We'll continue to have a great day on purpose. Peace out, queen.
Thanks so much for rocking with your girl. And if you love this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your fellow kings and queens out there, because we all deserve to have our crown fixed. Remember, God loves you and so do I. Peace.